Good morning, I'm here with Academy Manager Mark Wardley. Mark, ahead of the game today, how do you feel?
I'm okay, we've done a lot of work this week on our attacking play. Again, sometimes that can be, especially last week, we didn't really start too well, so we've got to look to start good today in order to give ourselves a foothold in the game. We was 1-0 down, we conceded last week just before half time, which was a bit of a blow. But we come out, got back into the game, arguably could have won it. So today's about a good start today, we need to start well and hopefully get a foothold in the game very early.
You mentioned last week's game, obviously that's really the only game you've played in the last 6 weeks now. Has that had an effect on your preparation side, do you think?
No, not really. I think, to be fair, the lads did well last week. I think as bad as they did, they wasn't too good in the first half. But I think that could have something to do with fitness levels, not having played for a few weeks. When they got into the game, they was second half, they was really good. But not really. We prepare and plan as if we're playing, because if you don't prepare and plan, then you're going to get caught out. So we've always prepared. So we've done a bit of work today. Yesterday and Monday, and hopefully now we can take what we've done into the game today. We're a little bit stronger today, which is good, so it should give us a bit more of a chance.
The game today is away to Maidenhead. We played them earlier on in the season, drew 1-1. Arguably could have won the game quite comfortably.
Yes, I think we could have done, to be fair. You know, I think, you know, we didn't take our chances. I think we can, again, we can see a trait that we have is we concede early goals, and we've done that a few games this season. Obviously it's always hard when you're playing catch up. Obviously when we equalised, then I thought we should have went on to win the game really, but it didn't really materialise, and it was one of them days, frustrating days, where we just couldn't get the second goal. Hopefully that'll be a little bit different today.
As I mentioned earlier, one game in the last 6 weeks, it's been postponement upon postponement, and now a busy fixture schedule ahead. The league table, we've dropped down to sixth, but we've got games in hand on teams above. What are you kind of looking for at the moment?
I think obviously we want to finish, if we can match what we did last year, third or better it. Yeah, you know, we're still not going to give up with trying to win it. I think it's only 6 points behind them. I think we've all got the number of points. We've got to play Bashley twice. So we've got to try and stay positive. You know, we can still win it. But we want the highest finish as possible. You know, if we keep working hard, I think the lads will hopefully get their reward.
You mentioned the gap. I mean, Eastleigh and Bashley are on the same games as us, both 6 points ahead, still got to go down and play Eastleigh, still got to play Bashley twice. Is it still possible, the league title?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's never said until it's mathematically impossible that you can't win it. I think you've got to keep striving to think, believe that you can win it, and I think we've got a good chance. We're getting a few players back now. Obviously, that's all to do with the college work. Some of these are not a little bit behind with their college work, and I've stated that they can't play, which sometimes they're letting their teammates down as well as themselves, because obviously they all want to play football. So we've got a couple of lads back today. Jamel's back today. Josh Barrett's back today. So hopefully that makes us a little bit stronger when we're playing. So hopefully if we can get, we're just, you know, Ted Roy's out injured. He's been a massive miss for us. Obviously, albeit he hasn't missed too many games. So hopefully Ted can get back in the next couple of weeks and obviously make us a little bit stronger for our attacking options.
You mentioned the college side of the programme, obviously a big, big part of the scheme at Farnborough. I've seen some of the work coming in over the last few days, and it's to a great standard. What is the college environment like at Farnborough?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, we've just lost, Oliver's just left, so it's a case of we're waiting for, I think Pete's going to come start next week, and I think obviously yourselves and Kevin are helping out at the moment, which is, but over there, it's good. They do get on with their work, and a lot of them obviously take their work home with them and do their work at home, and they're trying to get merits and distinctions, which is good. Obviously, we always try and push for the highest possible marks that they can get, and a lot of them are doing that. You know, a lot of them are really trying to push on and get their marks.
As well as being the academy manager at Farnborough this season, you've obviously also got your eyes on next season.
Yeah.
You've been quite busy over the last few weeks. What have you been doing?
I've been in a few schools. I've recently been in Sandhurst School and Frogmore School to try and recruit. I've been to there's a lot of been scouting events that I've gone to. From UK football trials, and I've hopefully got a few players coming in over the next coming weeks for meetings, and hoping that they're going to sign for next season, which hopefully is going to make us a little bit stronger again than what we were this season.
I know you've had a few player meetings already. How's the squad shaping up for next season?
Yeah, not too bad. There's obviously we've got five new lads. Obviously one lad has decided he wants to go down to Southampton, which probably was fair enough due to location. I've been speaking to three lads at the moment that are looking to come in. I spoke to a lad last night who wants to come in from one of the local schools that I went into, which is good. So my visits into schools are worthwhile, and it's getting good links in there where there are some decent players locally in the area. So hopefully they can all sign on and make us that little bit stronger for next season.
Mark, thank you very much and all the best for today.
Cheers, thank you.